We're back, and we're happy to have L. Andrew Warner with us today. And in our ongoing series of Destination Canada, L. is going to take us on a golfing tour of Manitoba. And welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You start out by saying, isn't golfing and biking somewhat similar? One never forgets to ride a bike, and can you say the same for golf? And I think that's a very interesting statement. Why don't you start out by, before you answer that question, by taking us through your, what was a three different point tour, was it not?
Yes, we decided to do three golf courses in Winnipeg. And or starting from Winnipeg, and then two others that are outside of Winnipeg, all in Manitoba. They're all top-rated golf courses, and we just do one day, one the next, and the third one down close to the Ontario border.
So you started out where?
We started out in Southside, which is just 10 minutes south of Winnipeg. So we kind of all gathered there and then went down there. And it was a very interesting course. It had that prairie look about it. So we're trying to look for something different, a golfing experience in each one of them. And this one had the prairie look, where you could look out and you could see far into the horizon, and had the little little tiny lakes of 11 lakes on it. But it was fairly even terrain. It didn't have a lot of bushes or a lot of trees lining it. And it was interesting. It was, for me, coming back to golfing, it was kind of an easier course to look at. It didn't look so so formidable that I couldn't handle it.
You also mentioned that it's a favorite fly-in wilderness destination.
The south side isn't so much. That's more like the Falcon Lake one.
Oh, okay.
Which was our end one.
Okay. So how long did you actually stay in these places, Elle?
The one in Southside, we arrived in Winnipeg, and we went to Southside to golf, and then we stayed in Winnipeg that night and at the Fort Garry Hotel, which was a very historic hotel. And then the next day we drove to the Lynx at Quarry Oaks, which is only about a 40-minute drive from Winnipeg. And then the next day we did the wilderness golfing at Falcon Lake Golf Course, which is about an hour and a half from Winnipeg.
Right, and you started off first by doing some shopping, did you?
Well, you know, when you haven't been golfing for 25 years, it was...
Yeah, where are your old shoes, right?
No, you know, a couple of the others had golfed all along, and I was really sort of out of it. So we went to this golf store, which is a wonderful golf store, a Willow Creek Women's Golf Store in Winnipeg, one of the very few, the only one in Canada for just for women golfers, outfitting them. And, you know, the shoes are all different. I mean, there's actually sandals. They don't look like the big, heavy golfing shoes that I could recognize with the cleats. This is
right.
Sandals, wonderful
right.
Sandals. And golf clubs, they actually was a Winnipeg Jazz, which is made in Winnipeg. And, you know, and learning again about the dress codes, I had forgotten that. I mean, you don't wear shorts to every one of them. You have to ask permission, and don't wear tank tops, and the shirts have to have a collar. So it was, and hybrids, I had never heard of the hybrid club before. So it was a good lesson for me just to be going in the store. She was, the owner, Karen, was wonderful.
Tell us a little bit about the hybrid club, if you can. What's the difference?
The difference is, I guess it's an iron and a wood kind of combined.
Right.
And it just makes, that what I was told was, if you had been golfing all along without it, it was difficult to switch over to it. But if you'd been away for a while or coming new, it was easier to adapt to it. And I found it, I could just, when I swung, I could swing much better. I used it quite a bit. I used it mostly for the golfing, except when you got onto the green or when you had to use the irons to get a little bit closer.
Interesting. So tell us about the about your first experience.
Well, you know, you think, well, I mean, what's a golf club, right? You swing and away it goes. And, you know, like biking, you get back on, and after, you know, you put the helmet on, get on, and away you go. It's nice and easy. And, well, I just went up there and swung away like, I mean, I'm like I'm hitting a baseball, and it just beautifully missed three times. It was quite embarrassing. You really think, maybe I should really just walk with everyone.
Well, I think just a matter of being able to swing the club, and I'd be concerned about that these days. I would, you know.
Well, you were just trying to even remember, you know. Well, the instinct of coming back to how you held the club, just the hands just seemed to go right. But all the little tricks about how far back you stand, you know, what you're looking at, what you focus on the ball, how you put your shoulder. Well, those things, you know, you needed to be reminded of what you needed to do, because it was. I mean, I think I probably approached it as a baseball, just get the golf club and hit the ball, and it should just go. But, you know, as you golfed, the little things came back.
Yeah, I would think. And you begin to get, well, that's getting back to the bicycle scenario. And so you begin to get the feel again.
Yeah, and once you get one good shot in, one that really connects, that goes where it's supposed to go and looks good, the confidence level comes back, because a lot of it is when you're coming back to it after, for me, 25 years, you know, you think you can do it, but you really need to connect a couple to make you feel like, yes, I can do this.
Right, and you just get on with it.
You know, it was so pleasurable. I mean, we went to the different golf courses, and each one had a different environment. There was the challenges. The links on the quarry at Quarry Oaks near the town of Steinbach, Manitoba, it felt like I was on a movie set. I mean, it was in an old quarry, a rock quarry. They have really done a wonderful job of designing it. One of Canada's top golf architects, Les Ferber, had designed it. And it had little desert areas. It had the big sand dunes, bunkers. I mean, it had lakes. I felt like I was on a movie set, and I was just kind of being allowed to golf on the movie set. And the environment was wonderful. And then going to the Falcon Lakes one, you know, you feel history. I mean, this is pre-Cambrian Shield area. This is like where some of the oldest rocks in the world are here. And it's also a very sacred area, it's in White Shell Provincial Park. And that is a very sacred area to the First Nations people. And there is a part there that's on there at Bannock Point where they will, where there's the petroforms that are, these are stones laid in the bedrock in shapes of turtles. And turtles, of course, one is a turtle. Turtle Island is what, to the First Nations people, is North America. So, you know, you feel that the geology just gives you the feel of history, of stepping back in time, and then you have this wonderful golf course. It's just a wonderful mix.
And so your game just improved a little. I can see by your article, you were doing quite well.
Yeah, it seemed to connect. I used to have trouble on the greens, and that hadn't changed either, because I still had trouble on the greens. I was never great at reading the greens. Always hit too hard, and I'd go from one end of the green to the other, and I continued to do that this time as well. So that part hadn't changed, but it did get and little tips along the way, especially with Sandy Kraserba from the Falcon Lakes golf course. You know, little things like putting, instead of just having the tee, using the tee on when you're first starting off the golf hole, taking the tee with you all the way down the fairway and shooting it from the fairway until you felt, you know, well enough to not do it. Well, that made so much golfing so much easier for when you're returning. And the neat little trick of doubling up on the par. If it was a par 5, make it a par 10. So when you come in at 7, you feel like you're birding. You're doing under. And, you know, and what his whole philosophy, and this is a man who's a golf pro and who's excellent at what he does, is to make it fun. Because if you don't find it fun, as he put it, and I agree with him, if you don't find it fun coming back to golfing, you're going to go on to something else.
That's exactly right.
You know, so it has to be fun. It has to be something you enjoy doing. And if you're tense about, you know, you didn't make the par, well, This was one wonderful way of keeping it fun and yet keeping a bit of that competitiveness in there.
And you stayed in some great places. One, the one that I I particularly appreciated was in Winnipeg. Was it in Winnipeg you stayed at the Gary Hotel, I guess, right?
Yes.
The Fort Garry?
Yes, the old Fort Garry Hotel.
Right.
Wonderful hotel. It's in the grand sort of castle, magnificent styles of the early days when the railroad came in and the railroads were building the magnificent hotels for their guests. And this was very reminiscent to me of staying at the Empress in Victoria, which is a very grand, famous hotel. And you can feel the elegance. It's a bygone era. I mean, even the letterbox it was just such an antique, but it was so beautifully done. It just had elegance. You walk in and it's got the marble on the floor, and in the when you're coming into the lobby, the chandeliers. The dining room is like a dome cathedral. It has a huge dome over it. And the rooms were just wonderful as well. They have really renovated in the last few years to bring it back up to that elegance, because for a while it was a casino and different things. But the bedding was this was the most comfortable bed I have ever slept in a hotel. It's wonderful.
With nice feathered beds and that sort of thing, huh?
Yeah, it you don't think about it, but this one was just, my gosh, you have to stay there to really appreciate it. But it was interesting as where it was located as well. It was, because it's historic, the things around it were very historic as well.
It's a great article and lots of fun. For those that are listening, if you go to our website at ttrn.com, you can read Elle's article in depth. And also she has some great, if you go golfing in Manitoba, resources that you can get, websites and phone numbers, should you decide to travel up to the area. We've got to run, and I thank you so much for joining us today, and great story.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Bye for now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, L. Andrew Warner, we got to go to break. We'll be right back with Wonder Woman Suzanne Wright.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where waving fields of wheat pass in review. Where the traveling lighter with a load that's heavy. Performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a day to see the USA and see it.